Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Palestinian textbooks produced by the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, contain anti-Semitic, hateful and violent passages. An impact analysis published on Thursday in the Jerusalem Post has found. Some of the anti-Semitic passages, including labeling Jews as inherently treacherous in an Islamic education drill, in a grammar exercise, Jews are implied to be impure and that they defile the Al-Aqsa Mosque. How dangerous is this? What do we do about education of that increases and encourages hate? Rowan Pollivan, National Chairperson for the South African Zionist Fed. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Very good morning to you, Howard. Very good. Thank you.
So education, or hate education, is a very, very real problem. Sometimes it's subtle. Sometimes it's overt. The examples that I've given you are much more overt. Is it easier to deal with that than the subtle types of anti-Semitism?
So Howard, as you rightfully said in your opening statement, it's extremely problematic because these schools that UNRWA facilitates, and we're talking about over 300 schools in the West Bank and Gaza, they are seen in this propagandistic educational curriculum is studied by almost 300,000 to 400,000 children. And these are the future leaders. This is a generational problem, and it applies in these areas and in other places around the world, but particularly here, because if you teach hate and you teach rejectionism and you teach this anti-Semitic incitement and propaganda, what chance is there for these kids, these children, to grow up with tolerance, with respect, with peace? How do we ever see a solution in that part of the world if this is the kind of hate that is being taught to these children?
Yeah. The amazing thing is this: that this is a United Nations-funded organization. Surely the United Nations themselves is the perfect address to deal with this, and I would imagine that they would take it seriously.
100% correct. I mean, this budget for UNRWA is over $800 million, a staggering amount of money, and apparently almost two-thirds of that budget for UNRWA goes towards education. And the UN is very much aware of the problems at this organization. And this is decades long that we've seen incitement, we've seen anti-Semitism, we've been seeing the promotion of hate, the promotion of violence and martyrdom and intolerance by this organization. And there's been numerous studies, there's been numerous, even the Europeans, and one might argue that they are not exactly Israel's best friends, even them have gone against UNRWA on numerous occasions regarding this. And yet they continue. This latest instance, they were called out for this offending content. They claimed last year that they had removed the content. But this organization, Impact, had actually found that simply they had removed it from the public education portal. But UNRWA continues to teach this content at schools across the Gaza and the West Bank. So there's obviously a history within this organization, and unfortunately one cannot trust them.
So it's being dealt with on almost an official level, but that's kind of the point I was making before, that when it becomes more difficult. Because when it's overt and when it's out there, then there's one way of dealing with it. But if it's officially being removed but still continuing, well, that makes it much, much more difficult, I would imagine.
It certainly does. And what makes it more difficult is that this educational material is drafted, it's supervised, it's approved, it's printed and distributed by UNRWA and their teachers. And it makes it incredibly difficult to facilitate any kind of balance, if you want to call it that, any kind of tolerance or standards within education if UNRWA is controlling the education system, obviously with the strong support of the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank and Hamas in the Gaza. And it just seems, you know, without being too pessimistic, it just seems hopeless. How do we ever get out of this situation when this is what's happening, when this is a generational issue? I mean, this is what happened today. This is an investment in the future of the Palestinians. And this is unfortunately what we're seeing. And as you said, with the United Nations is very much aware of this. But unfortunately, you know, they have a history of bashing Israel. They have a history of, you know, hate within their own ranks. And unfortunately, one can't look at them to resolve this issue. So unfortunately, I am quite pessimistic about it.
When, if we bring this story closer to home, and we drive down the Mike 1 South here in Johannesburg, and you see a massive billboard that talks about Israel stealing, apartheid Israel stealing Palestinian land. That, to a large extent as well, is the education of hate. We're seeing it closer to home, and we're seeing the impact. How do we deal with it here?
Very much so. That's very much part and parcel of the same hymn sheet, teaching people abroad to reject Israel, promoting propaganda. I mean, this has been going on, obviously, for generations against Jews and in the last several decades against Israel. And it makes it very difficult. It makes it very difficult when South African children are seeing this. We've had numerous instances in certain schools in South Africa, obviously in the universities and within South African society. And when you drive on the highway and you see these billboards and you see like this, you know, you see a statement misquoted from Mandela, or you see person making some claim, making some false comparison between Israel and apartheid South Africa, and it looks very sophisticated, it looks very professional. If you don't have that context and you don't have that history, how would you possibly know that it's false, and how would you possibly know how to reject it? And that is the challenge that we have. We have a challenge here to promote balance, to promote fairness, to show Israel's story, to show the important place that Israel has in the world as a leader, as a light of nations, incredible work that Israel does, that Israel is a democratic, tolerant society. And we have a big role ahead of us in this country to make that message and to make that awareness across South African society.
There's a danger to life here in South Africa for Jews, for supporters of Israel. How involved is the Zionist Fed in dealing with some of these items, the billboards and things like that?
So we're intimately involved. Our sister organization, South African Friends of Israel, has put up some phenomenal billboards over the last few months that you also may have seen in certain places, just promoting a message of peace and tolerance, showing that Mandela supported Israel's security, supported a two-state solution, also showing the incredible work that Israel does in water and sanitation and, you know, issues that we are dealing with as we speak, electricity, entrepreneurship, the employment, all these kind of solutions that Israel has come up with for their own problems that can be of benefit to South Africa. And we do incredible work at the South African Zionist Federation to promote that message, to speak with government, to speak with civil society, to show how Israel can actually benefit South Africa. And instead of rejecting Israel, instead of hating Israel, we can learn from it. And if we only took that attitude here, we wouldn't be sitting in the darkness with electricity problems. We wouldn't have water crises in other parts of the country. And I strongly believe that South Africa needs to be a partner with Israel in order to solve our own problems. And we must do everything we can to promote that and to encourage the ordinary South Africans and the political parties to come to the party.
Rowan Apollovin, National Chairperson of the South African Zionist Fed. Thank you, as always.